الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Hajj is a pillar of Islam in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has combined all types of ibadah, worship. It comprises the testimony that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, as well as prayer, spending in the way of Allah, fasting for those who cannot afford to pay for the sacrificial animal, enjoining good and forbidden evil, patience, mercy, abstention from forbidden things. Hajj is one of the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with is in reality the religion of truth. For no human power can gather pilgrims every year from all parts of the world with hearts full of yearning and love, who experience difficulties yet rejoice at leaving their homes and families, feeling that the hours of performing Hajj are the greatest of their lives, and spending generously for this purpose. Indeed, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can bring about such a situation. He says, which means and proclaim to the people the Hajj, pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass, that they may witness, attend benefits for themselves, and mention the name of Allah on known specific days over what He has provided for them of sacrificial animals, so eat of them and feed the miserable and poor. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتيك من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. The interpretation of this ayah by Ibn Jabir, may Allah have mercy upon him and others, reported that Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Ibrahim to proclaim Hajj among the people, he said, my Lord, how can I convey the message to the people as my voice cannot reach them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you call. It is our duty to make it reach everyone. So he stood in his position and said, O you people, your Lord has chosen a house, so perform a pilgrimage to it. It was said that the mountains became leveled and his voice reached all parts of earth. And all that are in the wombs and loins of men were made to hear the call. And everything that heard it responded. So those of whom Allah has decreed to perform Hajj till the day of judgment responded with the saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here I am at your service, O Allah, here I am. Dear Muslims, purify your intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and emulate the messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he has said, take your Hajj rights from me. If you do so, your Hajj will be accepted. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs Hajj and does not engage in sexual relations with wife, nor acts sinfully, he will return after Hajj free from all sins, like he was the day his mother gave birth to him, narrated by Bukhari and Muslims. He also said, performing Umrah after Umrah will erase the sins committed between them, and the will performed Hajj has no reward but paradise. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslims. The good Hajj is the one done with sincerity, according to prophetic guidance, and in which one abstains from sins and harming other Muslims. It is obligatory for the pilgrims to be aware of the ritual of Hajj and to perform its pillars accordingly. The pillars of Hajj are Ihram, the state of a pilgrim in which he performs Hajj and Umrah, and during which he is prohibited from certain acts that are lawful otherwise. Staying at Arafah, which is inshallah tomorrow, and we hope that everybody will be able to fast tomorrow. Tomorrow's Arafah, inshallah. The Tawaf al-Ifada, circumambulation of the Kaaba, on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, and the basing between Safa and Marwa, he should also perform the obligatory acts of Hajj, which are Ihram, from the Miqat, the place from where people must get into the state of Ihram, standing at Arafah till sunset, passing the night at Muzdalifah, throwing the stones at Jumrah, their stone-built pillars in Mina, shaving or trimming of the hair, spending the night at Mina, sacrificing an animal if necessary according to the type of Hajj one is performing, and doing the farewell Tawaf circumambulation. On the day of slaughtering, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the pilgrim throws stones at Al-Jamarat Al-Aqaba. Slaughters runs between Safa and Marwa and perform Tawaf Al-Ifada. Once he does the first three acts, all the prohibitions stipulated by ihram are removed for him except sexual intercourse with wives. However, if he has performed tawaf al-ifada, in addition to that, everything becomes permissible for him again, including sexual relations with wives. It is recommended for the pilgrims to increase in performance of acts of worship and in talbiyah, a prayer recited by pilgrims going to Mecca, till he starts throwing the stones at Al-Aqaba. He should endeavor to read the Quran and supplicate much, especially on the day of Arafah, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best supplication is that of the day of Arafah, and the best word that I and all prophets have said on the day of Arafah is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, la ilaha illahu lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. None has right to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no partner. His is the dominion and his is the praise, and he is able to do all things. Narrated by Tirmidhi. The pilgrim should also guard his tongue and abstain from backbiting, fighting, and argument. The Muslim should also recite the prescribed takbir from right after Fajr dawn prayer on the day of Arafah till the afternoon of the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah. The takbir is as follows: Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. It is recommended for the pilgrims and other to perform many good deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in which good deeds are dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in these days, that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the way of Allah? He replied, not even jihad in the ways of Allah, except for a man who goes out for jihad with his life and wealth and comes back with none of them. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslims. Follow Muslims, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best days in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He termed them the well-known days. In his book, according to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, it is recommended, therefore, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much in the mosques, in the streets, in the marketplace, and everywhere during this period. The day of Arafah, tomorrow inshallah, occurs in these days. And if you do not have the opportunity to be at Arafah on that day, you can fast. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the fasting of that day, so he said, it erases the sins of the previous year and the present one. Narrated by Muslims. Dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as Hajj is during well-known months. So whoever has made Hajj obligatory upon himself, then by entering the state of Ihram, there's to be for him no sexual intercourse and no disobedience and no disputing during Hajj, and whatever good you do, Allah knows it, and take provision. But indeed, the best provision is fear of Allah, and fear me O you understanding. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 197. Hold fast unto the sublime Islamic manner. Thank Allah and praise Him for His bountiful blessing of peace, faith, and worldly accommodated, and also for the opportunities He affords you to do righteous deed, and for the disasters He has averted from befalling you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Today, some of the Hajj pilgrims have begun to reach Mina to spend the night there. By tomorrow, all of them will stand on Arafah to perform the obligatory rites of Hajj. For the rest of us who are here, it is recommended that we fast on this day of Arafah. Following the Subh prayer tomorrow, we are also encouraged, based on the Sunnah, to recite the Takbir until after the Asr prayer on the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah. The month of Dhul Hijjah will always remind us of the pilgrimage, which represents the gathering of believers at Baytullah and the Kaaba, since it was built by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son. The one special ritual that can only be performed in Baytullah is none other than the Tawaf, the circumambulation. Has it ever crossed our minds as to what could be the wisdom behind this special ritual, Tawaf? What is so unique about the circumambulation, the Tawaf, around the Kaaba 7 times? And what are the effects on us and on the Muslim Ummah? The Tawaf from the outer path and the slow yet eventual movement toward its center, that is the Kaaba, represent the relationships or the human journey toward approaching the Lord of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The act of performing the Tawaf reminds us of the significance of our human journey as Ibadur Rahman toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Allah that human exists, interacts, and then socializes on this earth, and to Allah will eventually our place of return be. The second wisdom behind the performance of Tawaf is that it acts as a guide for us to implement social ethics in our life. Performing the Tawaf in an ordinary and disciplined manner indirectly seeks to remind us of the importance of living an ethical and orderly life without causing chaos and hurt to others. If we can instill the principles and philosophy of tawaf in our daily lives, inshallah, we will be able to cultivate a life that is orderly and disciplined, be it our personal life, professional life, or in our daily worship. This will then help us to enjoy the tranquility, peace, and harmony in our life. The third wisdom that we can derive from the ibadah of tawaf is that it teaches us to be grateful for each of Allah's blessings. That is why once Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Prophet Ismail alayhi salam completed rebuilding the Kaaba, both of them did the tawaf around Kaaba as a show of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not view the act of tawaf as just merely circling around the Kaaba. Remember that it aims to remind us of our purpose in life and how every single action of our originates from and is centered on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition, it hopes to educate us to lead a more disciplined and ethical life, as well as the importance of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as everything is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. At the same time, it serves as a manifestation of our faith and purification from all forms of impurity, be they internal or external, of every servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 29, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ثُمَّ لِيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلِيُوفُوا نَذُرَهُمْ وَلِيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتَ الْعَتِيقِ, meaning, then let them accomplish their needful act of purification, and let them fulfill their vows, and let them go around the ancient house. Clearly, for those among us who have yet to perform the Umrah or Hajj, there is an intense desire for us to realize this blessing, particularly to perform the tawaf around the Kaaba. How can one not want to, especially since this is the very same site where the ritual of tawaf was performed by the Anbiya, or prophets, the companions, and the scholars who have ever stepped foot in executing the same deed in Baytullah. This unique rite of tawaf is a proof of our undivided love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord who creates. This is the form of obedience that we need to include into our everyday life, either by executing all that he has commanded or leaving behind all that he is forbidden. In the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know that, my dear brothers, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not only stop at his oral expressions of love and longing, but it is through his efforts and the effects of that love on his daily activities. Let us be reminded of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith narrated by Imam Tirmidhi. Among the prayers of Prophet Dawood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Allah, grant me your love. Grant me that I love those who love you. Grant me that I might do the deeds that will win your love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to visit the sacred mosque to perform our Hajj and Umrah. May our brothers and sisters who are now in the Holy Land be granted physical and spiritual strength, as well as an accepted or mabrur hajj and a safe journey home. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم وتقبل الله مني ومنكم تلاوته إنه هو السميع العليم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Hayya 'ala s-salat, hayya 'ala al-farah.